What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh. Welcome to the Minority Mindset. So there are a lot of different opinions out there about how you should go about starting a business. So in this video, I want to debunk some myths and tell you four places where you should focus when you're starting a business. If you've ever talked to somebody about starting a business, you might have gotten some advice like, I think you should wait until you have enough experience before you think about starting a business. I hate to break it to you, but you will never have enough experience. Things are changing really fast, so if you spend 5 years getting experience, by the time you're done, nothing will be the same. 5 years ago, nobody had even heard of Snapchat, and Instagram was so new that they didn't even allow you to use hashtags. Things change fast, especially when it comes to business, and you learn the fastest by doing, not by watching, so why wait? But that still leaves this guy right here.
Well, I think you should spend a few months creating a rock-solid business plan to see if your business is even feasible and then present it to investors who will take most of your business away from you.
Well, the only thing certain about business is that nothing is certain. So there's no point to spend months and months creating this bulletproof business plan before you even have any idea of what's gonna happen. Oh, and guess what? There are new ways to raise money for your business without giving up any equity or ownership and without taking on any debt either. Pretty crazy, right? Well, welcome to the digital revolution. It's called crowdfunding. I already made a video on how crowdfunding works and how you can raise money for your business with crowdfunding. I'll put a link to it in the caption if you're interested. But that still leaves one more guy.
I still think it would be best if you go to business school so you can get a formal education on how to start a business by somebody who's never started a business before.
Business school? Business school doesn't teach you how to start a business. Business school teaches you how to work for a corporation. Now, don't twist what I'm saying. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to school. That's a completely different question. I like school a lot for different reasons, but school will not teach you how to start a business. I have a pretty different opinion than most people because of the way I got started in business, and I'm gonna get to that in just a little bit. But here are four things you need to know and understand when you're starting a business that most people never talk about. And just so you know, I wrote an ebook on how you can start or grow your business. It's completely free, and you should use it to supplement this video. You can grab it on our website by clicking this link right here or by clicking the link in the caption. First, this is probably one of the most misunderstood things, and I think it's a big reason why 80% of new businesses fail. It's not what you sell, but how you sell it that'll make or break you. What you sell is important so you can get repeat customers. However, you could have the best and the most amazing product in the world, but if nobody has ever heard of your product, you will fail. As much as we might think it's important to be rational, humans are emotional beings. We attract things by our emotions towards them and our feelings towards them, not by how reasonable they are. Let me ask you a question so you know what I mean. Do you think that selling rocks as toys, you know, regular ordinary rocks, is a feasible business idea even though you can find rocks anywhere for free outside? Well, Gary Dahl thought it was a good business idea, so he started drawing smiley faces on rocks and he would sell them. But he didn't stop there. He didn't market his products as rocks with smiley faces on them, even though that's exactly what it was. He knew that had no emotional appeal. Nobody cares about rocks. Instead, he marketed his products as pet rocks, and he demonstrated the value of his product to his target audience. He reminded parents of the pain they go through every single time they tell their kids they can't have a pet. Mommy, can I please have a puppy? And guess what? You can easily solve this pain by buying a pet rock for just $3.95. And the best part? There's no upkeep required. It's a cheap and easy solution to a problem that a lot of parents have. It might sound stupid, but he sold around $15 million worth of pet rocks. I'll let that simmer in for a second. $15 million? There are tons of examples of this. There are people in Canada that are bottling air, the air that's all around us that we breathe, and they're selling it to people in China for $150 a bottle because they're marketing it as a breath of fresh mountain air to people that are surrounded by smog and pollution. I'm not telling you to go out and find a creative way to sell mud. I just want you to understand the importance of how you sell your product. You have to demonstrate that value. It doesn't happen on accident or by luck. And again, the better your product is, the better you will be in getting people to come back and buy from you again and again and again. Second, so how do you come up with a successful business idea? Look, there's no secret key to coming up with some successful business idea. You have to find a need and fulfill it. I think the best thing I can do is tell you how I started some of my businesses so you understand what I mean. So most of my businesses got started on accident. It just kind of happened that way. I started my first real business when I started college. I came into college and I saw that everybody around me was blowing money on partying and drinking. Well, I don't drink and I'm not really into partying, so instead of going to the parties like the majority of people were doing, I started hosting them. That's how I started my first real business, JS Entertainment. We started off by hosting parties every once in a while, and then we were picked up by one of the largest venues on campus to host parties every single week, and then we grew into doing concerts and shows, and then we started doing artist promotion, and then we started doing work for weddings too. But it all started because I didn't want to do what the majority of people were doing. Later on, I had the idea to create Five Water Socks while sitting in class. I was taking a public speaking class and we were given an assignment to create a mock business investment pitch. Essentially, I had to come up with some invention in my mind and pitch it to the class. I completely forgot about this assignment and I was late to class one day. What's new, right? So I picked up my bag and I had to run through the rain to get to class, and when I sat down, my feet and my socks were soaked, and that's when the professor came up to me and was like, "Jaspreet, it's your day to present your pitch." Oh snap, I had completely forgotten to do my homework, so now I walk up to the front of class and everybody's looking at me and I'm just sitting here thinking, "Jaspreet, think of something, anything." And the first thing that comes to my mind is water resistant socks. Here's why you need to invest in my business so your feet don't get wet when you're walking in the rain. I sat back down and I was like, that's actually kind of a cool idea. So I ran with it. And then after about 2 years of development, Five Water Socks was born. Maple syrup.
I'm sweet to that.
No.
No!
Oh,
no!
That's fire. That's fire.
Then I had the idea to start Minority Mindset because when I was launching Five Water Socks, we were scammed by a fake marketing company and we lost a lot of money. This pissed me off, and so I wanted to do something so other entrepreneurs did not fall into the same traps and scams that I did. So I started a class on how to launch a business with a crowdfunding campaign, because even though we were scammed and lost most of our marketing budget, we still pre-sold over $21,000 worth of socks in just 30 days. And this class did great. We had a bunch of people sign up and everybody loved it. But then I ended up taking the class down because the platform I was hosting the class on wasn't doing too good of a job, but that led me to start the Minority Mindset YouTube channel as a community of Minority Mindset thinkers. Psst, have you subscribed yet? Right, so these things didn't happen with some secret formula. It was being able to capitalize on opportunities that I saw. Entrepreneurs have to be opportunists. Third, you don't have to be perfect, so please don't waste your time trying to be. When most people want to start a business, they try to go ready, aim, fire. But what ends up actually happening is they go ready, aim, aim, and then they psych themselves out of starting a business because they start thinking about all the bad things that might potentially happen. What if people don't like my product? What if I don't make any money? What if people think I'm a loser? What if Donald Trump tweets that my business sucks? There's a very important business concept I want to make sure you understand. Shit happens. I tell people to go ready, fire, aim. Start, figure out where you messed up, and fix it. There's no possible way you could predict and know everything before you get started, so just start. You have to always be willing to learn and get better. Most people never get started because they keep thinking to themselves about all the bad things that might potentially happen, but they never stop and ask themselves, what if the opposite happens? What if things work out really well? There's no successful business that did not have road bumps along the way. Fourth, what kind of certifications and qualifications do you need to start a business? This one came as a big shock to me because for some reason when I was younger, I just assumed that the government wouldn't let you start a business unless you were a certain age, or you had a college degree, or you had some sort of business license or something like that. The truth is, everywhere that I know of, you don't need any sort of qualification to start a business, and most businesses don't require any sort of license. But let me give you a little disclaimer. I highly recommend that you speak to an attorney in your area so you understand all of your local laws. There are a lot of legalities when starting a business, you know, from things like creating the business, business taxes, your business contracts, and things like that. When you're organizing your business, there are two things you want to really plan for: the absolute best case scenario and the absolute worst case scenario. And remember, if you want to learn more about how you can start or grow your business, you can read my ebook, 3 Keys to Business Profits. It's completely free, and you can read it on our website by clicking this link right here or by clicking the link in the caption below. What's up, everybody? If you enjoyed the video, hit that thumbs up button. And if you're working on a business, tell me about it and leave the Instagram handle below. That way we can all support. Don't miss our new videos on entrepreneurship, business, and money every single week. So hit that subscribe button or hit this button right here, even if you're on your phone. Follow me on Snapchat and follow us on Instagram over here. And check out some of our latest videos by clicking these buttons below. And as always, keep hustling.